Hey there, it's Matt from RC Racing TV. Before we get started with this episode, I wanted to let you know that the opinions expressed in this podcast are the opinions of Pavel from Race Stars and not necessarily the opinions of EFRA or RC Racing TV. Though we may not agree with all of Pavel's points, hearing his views demonstrates EFRA's openness to change and the importance of hearing from all corners of the racing community. Additionally, in the spirit of openness, I will let you know that we removed two statements because we were not able to fact check them in time for the broadcast. And we removed some rude words in case you're listening with kids around. Enjoy the show and let us know your thoughts in the comments. And you can contact us directly with an email to shout@rcracingtv.com.
Welcome to the RC Motorsport Europe podcast.
Hello and welcome back.
Hello.
This is the EFRA podcast. We're RC Racing TV. We're EFRA's media partner and we are delighted to be back in the studio again talking about cool things. The AGM is now fully behind us and we're coming to the end of 2025. No, we're not. I wish we were. No, I don't. Wishing my life away. Coming to the end of 2024.
Yeah.
It's approaching the off season. Well, it's the on season
for some, but yeah. On season for lots of others, indoor racing.
Yep.
Kicking off. Well, it's already kicked off by the time this is going out. But
yep.
Carpet, off-road, yep. On-road, indoor. Yeah. So it's a lot of people take this as sort of the off-season do training.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of wrenching.
Yeah.
And it's great. We are joined by a guest as we look ahead to the 2025 season and the indoor racing season of 2024/5.
Yeah.
And we're delighted to be joined by Powell from Race Stars.
How you doing?
How are you doing, Powell?
It's great. It's a pleasure to be here, and so let's do this. Let's do this.
So first, obviously, we've seen you a lot at tracks, either track building or with your brand Race Stars. How do you divide your time in RC? Is it like 50-50, or like you've just got a few activities that you do because you race as well, of course, and run your own race? You're a very busy man.
yes. But to make this occasion, I just want to say on the begin, especially to my wife, so happy birthday. Today it's my wife's birthday, so happy birthday, Zuza. It's a pleasure to be with you. And, we have amazing kids and amazing dog. And actually, we have really cool, life, also RC life. So, I'm enjoying on that. So happy birthday, Zuza.
Want to say this. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah. Very understanding for you traveling all the time doing RC, I suppose.
Yeah.
And now even on her birthday, you're doing some RC, doing a podcast with us.
Yeah. Yeah, we wasn't some, we put the daughter in the kindergarten and then we go do some breakfast together. And now she just out to the shop and now I have some free times for you guys. And go back to your questions. It's 50-50, I will say, write to you before, I'm the canoe painter.
Yeah.
So I paint airbrush on canoe for actually the all top athletes in the whole world. So if you watch Olympic in, a couple of months ago in French, there was a name, Aimain, and canoe was, instead of eight, there was like a four canoes from my hands,
Very cool.
It's a plastic water sport equipment. So if you, our viewers like to check this, so just check on the website. Go back to the RC. I spent half a time in work painting airbrush. I do this all my life, like over 25 years. When I just joined RC, there was the hobby just, you know, suck me in, and I cannot get out. Probably like you guys, so
yeah.
And many of us. So this is what I, you know, what I want to give from, you know, from me to you know, to other drivers. I can build the trucks. I think I understand the, you know, the way of physics of the our cars, and what it means. What I like to race, you know, how I like to, how I feel the flow of the racing, how I feel the flow of the jumps, you know, landing and so on. I think the most of the drivers also, you know, share the same, you know, feeling with me. But I have this, you know, my skills is from graffiti. So I look on the, you know, the track space, like on the, like on canvas, I will say, you know, and I want to make this nice. That's the one point, but also the flowy, that's the most important, you know, the flow of the race, that's the most important. Like, you know, I put some small rules in it. It's, I don't know. I think that most of the drivers don't like if you, there is a really difficult corner just after the straight. And when you start the mains, it's good to have like a 2-3 corners to you just, you know, take a breath, you know, yep, before the difficult part. Yeah. And also there is a after the straight. So you're not supposed to be make some difficult corners just after the straight. So I normally I make it more smooth. That's one of my role. When I design the track, so it's, you know, it's like a small wave. When you start easy on the middle of the track, you should be have like a half difficult and end of the side of the track before you go out of the straight. There should be like the most technical part, I would say, you know.
Yeah.
So you start easy, you run, you know, you have some time to you know, to pass somebody, you know, somebody make mistakes, so it's less dangerous in the begin, especially if it's a main. And sometimes if you, I don't know, the first or second guy make a mistake, then he can ruin you know, all the eight drivers, you know, all the races. So that's why normally I put some like a smooth corner after out of the straight, and that's the clay track. Yeah. I don't remember when I designed this for who I designed that, but I have so many questions. Hey, yeah, that's the hour. Come on, that's the idea for our home track here in my city.
Okay.
But this we built with this super small budget, like you know, like 500 euros.
Yeah.
So we just, you know, doesn't look that nice what you see on picture. This I think I make for Portuguese, no, I think for Spain or Italy, there was some ideas from, I think this is from last 2 years I did.
That's and cool, actually, when the you last, have like a yeah, difficult space to deal
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
Where you have to like yeah, make it within a strange shape, but it still flows really nicely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like you see, every time you see there is a left down corner, it's more sharpie, and out of the straight it's more flowy. And just take the inspiration from classic on-road asphalt tracks, you know.
Yeah,
they are super flowy. They are their proportion to the modified power, so mm-hmm, the modified car can take the, you know, full speed, and you can hold the speed for, I don't know, half a second, or I wish you almost 1 second, you know, and you need to do something with this speed. This is what we what I love to see, you know. And a couple of Germans track they show me this, you know, because in Poland, many years ago, we have really, maybe not big track, but the way of thinking was make the technical. And when you cannot play with the full throttle speed from in budgie, or, you know, let's say the budgie off-road, if you cannot play and you cannot practice with the full speed of what you have for this position in your car, like engine and so on, then when you go to when we go from Poland to the German track, and there was like a last line was super speed, and then was the super open chicane. You know, I was so enjoying that, but we were so slow in that part. So then I say, hey, we don't have track, we don't have a big track, then we can practice with the full speed. So this what I did for our small tracks. I just tried to make, I don't know, we can see somewhere in our in my picture, but I just tried to make the option, oval option on the off-road track. So actually, if you have the small track, you can travel just around, you know, like an oval, but then you have place to practice the full speed, even if you have not so much, like, I don't know, 50 meters to 30 meters, let's say 1,500 square meters off-road track for 1.8, it's actually pretty small. But if you make the right adjustment of the fences and you will leave some space, many on-road track have this, you know, you put some two, you change two fences and you have different layout, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you leave this open and you will leave this for, you know, club users and every, let's say the beginners and so on. So they can, let's say you make the one full lap and one open lap, one full lap, one open lap. So we have, yeah, so we have place to practice the full speed area. And that's why the guys from Italy, the guys from especially from Spain, from Portuguese, they are super fast. And actually, that's the place when the born are super fast drivers, even they, you know, sorry, US, but the, right now the European guys are faster, are more precising.
It's true.
And
yeah.
It is, so I have, you know, let's put this on the later conversation, but I have, you know, many information about why it's that happen. You know, this is like on the politic way, let's say on the politic way, this is the my opinion. You know, I cannot say for everybody, but this is my idea, my opinion from the information what I see from all over the world. So I will say on this moment, the Spanish style tracks are the most raceable and the most nicer for race when you can care. This is actually this we can show up now on, you know, on public, because there was the private. My inspirator and my master, it's of course Miguelo, the guy from Spain, Bugiland. He get 2026, he get nitro, and I get electric. And I think this, let's say this is our time. Miguelo just feel this flow, you know. He just, it's a, he don't know how to draw so well, but when when he in the track, he just, you know, play with the clay and do all the amazing stuff. And that's my master, and I love, you know, say I see him in Italy in Ungaroring, and this picture is what you see. It's Miguelo draw a race line, you know, like Miguelo draw a race line, and I take the Miguelo drawing that Davide asked me to do that, and I just put this to that way, you know. So I give my proposition of jumps, I give my proposition, you know, of the flow, and on the end, of course, there is a Davide and there is a Miguelo, so there was the his choices to build. I think there was almost like a 80% difference what you see up here, you know. But the begin drawing of Miguelo, this is it. So I, you know, so I did that through Miguel, and that was, for me, it was pleasure, you know, to do the stuff what the Miguelo draw. And I think you know, we inspirate each other. So I wish him always best, and I hope I can, you know, one day I can work with him on building one track. He have amazing experience with the Bobcat. I just learned how to use a Bobcat in a couple of months ago when I rebuilt some my track.
Yeah,
I have just the one weekend, but it's not easy work. So, for example, my skills of Bobcat, it's probably Miguel need 1 hour to make the right shape of jump. Let's say Miguel need 1 hour, so probably I need 3 hours or maybe more. So that's the difference between my skills of bobcat and his skills. He's a real builder.
Comes with some practice.
Because I have lots of questions about the tracks, about the, you know, helping of the design and stuff like that. So I will say I almost done the track for Austria. There was this only for electric, so I want to say hello, buddy. Hello, Austria. Thank you very much for trusting me. I think this is this 1 to 100. It's the scale is 1 to 200, and that's the draw.
Very cool.
So I draw on the mini maker.
Is this the Stayreg track, or a different track?
And no, this is the clay track for 1/8 electric cars for Austria Club.
Okay, right.
And this is the handmade draw on millimeter paper in 1/200 scale. Wow. I did the. I think maybe Matt, I sent you just some days before when I finished the track, because from this project I make it 1 to 100 scale. So there was like a big board. They actually standing behind me. And this is like a presentation. So this is like, when I work, I do like a three proposition like this with different layout. And I will take from, you know, the guys when I'm working. Okay, what do you want? You want to more open, more difficult, or so on? So I make three different projects with that form, what you see. And then we combine this to the main one. And they just choose this project. So I have, let's say, a bit easy. So I don't need to combine all these three different ones, but I just make it bigger one. This one, it's in Switzerland. And there was the one of the first guy who, you know, like from Europe, who just trust me to help him to build that. And I was helping with actually this side, what we see, this is the closest one. So there is a wall right on the chest. It's a big wall, right?
So I made this very bottom. Yeah,
super smooth. I make this super, because there was like a, you know, like a edgy. So I say, hey, go super smooth. There was also the corner box on the right. You see only the down riding from corner box on the right side.
Yeah.
But there is a super big, like I will say US style, a corner box. You up the hill and you drive down the hill. And this is how our cars like to drive. You know, our cars don't want to jump like this, you know. This is the old modern of jumps, and they doesn't work anymore, because the designers from from factories are so far away by, you know, doing the engineering work instead of the track people who stay in the super 80s or 90, let's say 90s or early 2000, you know, age. And our car are much more our cars are much more better performance right now, and instead of the tracks. And there is just a few people who understand how they works. And like you see, there is a jump and there is a long landing. The bridge on and the other side, this is the old stuff from this track.
Yeah.
I also say the guys, hey, use the fences. Fences are sand and fire hose pipes. You know, yeah. This takes some time to fill up this correctly, to make, you know, like a stiff, they not flat. But if you do that, you have fences for many, many years, and they almost instructable. But you need to make this correctly, you know, instead of the plastic pipe. Really nice pipe have, the Ongaro have really cool pipe on the track. That was super low. If you catch it, you lose some time, you know, but doesn't destroy your car. And lower fences make your track more visible. So whatever, if you have 4 meters or 420, the track lines, you can still see really clearly. So you feel the track are more wider like they're supposed to be. And this is really good for racing when the track is more wider. We need 420. 420, it's a minimum for 1.8 racing. Great if you have 5 meter straight line, you know, next to driver stand. And the most far away part can be even close to 6 or 550. That's the right sizes, I will say, to this moment, you know, 2024, 2023 and 2026. That's, they should be right size of the race line and of the right of the size of the tracks. So yeah. And then your racing are more cleaner, are better visible, and then the driver are more happy. And and for example, anti-flow track, what my, you know, like a Joseph say, yeah, by the way, Joseph, for me, it's a genius. It's a genius of design of all the work, what they did with Mayako and what they help, you know, invisible speed and all that stuff. This is like a genius part. So one more time. Hi, Joseph. Thank you that I can be part of that. And, you know, I appreciate it. But actually, basically, we build the tracks for medium users, I will say. The track should be friendly for medium users. Cannot be so difficult because the medium user, the club racing users, the, you know, like a people who want to be, it's like a half pro driver and so on. This part should be, the track should be friendly for them. If they're enjoying a track, so they happy to come back. If they not crash the car so much, they happy to come back. This is how we grow community, you know, how we grow club members. And if the track are too difficult and say, all right, only two driver, the top driver can practice because the rest, they, you know, like they struggle with the track. So then you have just a track for two guys. That's it, you know. Yeah. There was a, this was a case in Max Gott's track with some years ago. They make amazing plays. His father make amazing work. I was there with Zalewski before Euros in Italy. We practiced, Bartek practiced there. There was the race there. And he was changed a track like last year. He was changed the track to more flowy, to more easy. That, you know, landing are longer and riding to a jump are more straight, you know, you was not on the angle, so that's difficult, you know, when you go on the angle and then you need to jump, you need to turn on the air, but they make it just more easy. And then he say like a three times entry degree, you know, they increase the entries like a three times or something. Wow. When we was on the race, there was amazing weather, the father clean the track every time. The track was, there was a clean clay, but you can feel like, you know, like oil or something. There was really grippy. And also the Max say to me, yeah, when we change the track for more easy, we have more entries and the driver are more happy. And this is what actually, these people built a market, right? This is the medium users, club racing users, you know, the people who just want to enjoy the hobby, no, doesn't have more time for practice, you know, and on the, and make the skills higher, but they just want to come and have fun. And we should be do the tracks more, you know, more for them. And then of course, when you make the track for, you know, let's say you make the track super easy and super smoothly, so and then you should be make, okay, and I will add 20% more difficult one part, right? So when you're racing, so when you do the lap, you actually feel that you start preparing. So the track is going to be tighter, difficult, and then again open. So it's like a breathing, you know, you take a breath going out of the track and then, all right, let's go. Again. Yeah. And this is how the track flow should be, you know, how I feel this. And this is what I think to, the, you know, to put more of my tracks, to put more of my ideas, even this podcast make, hopefully they inspirate somebody, you know, with the track makers.
Yeah.
And just wondering, yep. do you ever look at some of the, maybe like the race coverage that we provide for EFRA, or, you know, some of the Euros tracks, and you, do you ever look at a track and go, oh, I have such ideas. I can work with this track. I can make this part easier. I can make this part harder. That part shouldn't be there. And I mean, without naming any tracks, you know, clubs, because it's difficult for these clubs to raise money. But obviously you're working with some clubs that have the funds and the capability to make these changes. But
I will tell you this. This is what I see from my chair, I will say, right? This is my opinion from my chair. And the German style are really old and really not compared to our cars, but our possibility of the car, the German style of the track, the old ones. There is many new ones who it's make by right way, right? Our car like to jump forward. No one to jump so high because it's really difficult to, you know, diving the car. This is our US track from last year. So anti-flow track, there it's 2 years ago there was Euros there. Even Joseph said there was the anti-flow track. This is the one of the oldest track in Germany, and it's also on VRC, this track, with the two there is a lots of if I will remember the name, I will come back to that, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So this track, it's like.
There's Patrick.
Yeah, what's up, Patrick? How you doing? this track, there was like a too difficult. There was okay for Euros, but I think there was maybe 10 people who's enjoying this track, you know, and the rest was struggle. And actually, that's it, you know. So they should be changed this track to make more friendly, longer landing, you know, sharp landing. It's okay if you make the section like on the track. Okay. This is the difficult section. You need to drive high and you need to landing a really sharp and turn, right? This is okay if you have two jumps like this, but not the mostly, you know, not on the track. So this is the one what I changed. I will change this track a lot. I think they have a super nice 110 AstroTurf track behind the tower, I think. So this is okay, you know. This was too old. Euros 40 Plus this year and next year. The two comments. Euros 40 Plus this year was okay, but there was like a three part of the track I will just remove, right? I will just make it straight because the Euros 40, it means this is for, you know, I'm 42 years old, you know, this is Euros for me. I was so enjoying on this race, but the track was too difficult for people who have this age, you know. We need a more easy track. You know, so we are more enjoying this. And that's one part. And moving Euros 40 to UK track, there is a Hertz. Twice is more difficult. The fences are really high. The fences are really high compared to 40 plus Euros skills. So on the future, when you're going to vote, you know, someone, there will be another EFRA meeting and so on, and you're going to vote of the track. Please choose the track who are compared to the skills of the drivers. If you have the A Euros, can be difficult, you know, and so on, because this is the Euros, Euros A.
Oh, this is the Astro track in house.
Yeah, this is the 10th.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, while Matt looks for the for the Nitro one, I was just going to ask, what are... Obviously, you do tracks that are designed for 10th buggy and also for 1/8 IC buggy.
Yeah.
So two different sizes, two different power plants. Apart from obviously the size of the track and the consideration that a pit lane shouldn't take out, you know, maybe a third or half the track or something like that. What are the sort of the considerations that you have to do, think about when you're looking at a particular track?
I think that, you know, pit lane, it's a classic part of the, you know, of the track. And normally you put this, this pit lane. And I don't see any problems between the carpet track and the clay track and, you know, the big track. It's, for me, it's almost the same flow. Just, you know, 1/8 car, they just accelerate slower. So sometimes you need to give him a bit more brief because they have a less grip. But about the grip of the track, this is the Hertz track, right?
Yeah.
So check.
It's funny,
the fences are too high. They're too big.
They're not buried in the ground. They're laid on top. So it's I call this track the Nürburgring of 1/8 buggy tracks because it's very, very complex.
Yes. So and you see there is a many I think there is a oil on it or it's from there is a oil on it, and this is another case. This is a future, you know, the oil tracks, not clay, not the glue ones, you know, but the oil, with my opinion today, you know, maybe they change something, but in my opinion today, oil tracks more flat, more perfect, lower fences, they make your race cleaner, and the racing car can be closer, and if the racing will be closer, so the, let's say, beginners or medium user guys can drive more consistency on that track, you know, so left and right side of the jump you have, let's say, the same shape and they stay the same. Longwitz track in French. This is the, I will say, when I go there after the Montpellier, I was so disappointed about Montpellier, by the way. But the Longwitz, come on, the Longwitz, this is the, I will say the bad word, racing track, all right? This is the real racing track, what I see. You can drive so fast, you can keep your super high speed. The oil on the track make you super high grip, doesn't destroy your chassis, doesn't destroy so much your tires. The tire wear are much more longer instead of Radovan, what's happened this time, you know. There was too roughy, there was like sandpaper. There was a bit dangerous on that side. But I believe, you know, the producent of the tires, if they need to race again on the same condition, for sure they will make the compound for the sandpaper, right? So they will be wear for 1 hour. But the Longwitz, that was the most inspired what I see. I see also other track. It was before Montpellier with Zalewski. So after Max Gotz, we traveled to one track in... I remember, but there was also the oil track, and then we go to Montpellier. And Montpellier, they looks like oil because the oil is from the nitro pipe. And but this time was okay. There was surprising for everybody, and there was challenging for everybody. Right? There was classic old style of track, clay. Bit bumpy, dusty, and that condition. And I can understand that. But I was expect something else from Montpellier. But there was a cool surprise, you know, like, that condition surprise, the surprising many drivers. And after Montpellier, we just go to Longwitz, and there was like a, whoa, come on. I just, look, this is Montpellier. And when you're, and now you should be, skip to Longwitz, and I will tell you what's the difference.
I don't know if we have coverage from Longwitz, but this is the one of the things about this track in particular and the Hearts track, which I know are worlds different, from look and style, is the multi surface of it. You know, here you've got the paving slabs, and then you have the back to dirt. And then it's mostly dirt. I think it's about probably 70% dirt here at Montpellier. You seem to be doing mostly clay and oil track. type, because that's painted concrete there, and then there's a rubber mat that leads up on the under the face of the jump that we can't see, and then the rest of the track, the lap is dirt again until they go under the bridge, where it's paving slabs again.
This what I that you know in Montpellier there was the part when you have the astro, the part when you have concrete, the part when you have the slippery, you know, this blue know blue part, the slippery blue part, and this is cool, right? Because they stay almost the same condition for all race, so the driver can more easily adapt. Remember, I say about the, you know, medium lead, you know, like a low medium and high medium driver, our users, the guy who's paid the bills, you know, the guy who's paid the entries. Exactly, yeah. We talk about these people, you know, and we want, I stay, you know, on this side, you know, so I want to make the track for driver who want to just enjoy the race instead of their struggle whole weekend, you know, and they just, there was a hole and I lost my lap, right? Because I put on the hole and the other guy did, you know, because there is like a half of luck, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to move out away the luck, it's possible, and replace this by skills, right? And to make your skills better, I have lots of, you know, lots of idea how to do that. I sent Matt some of my practice yesterday, right? I stay on the balancing, like a half a ball. You have balancing, you know. You can
balance
stay that.
Board.
I even sent this to Daniel Kobevic to try this. And I play 112. It's this. And I play 112, you know, carpet card. I think this is the modified one. Super difficult to concentrate on the race and balancing your body. And this make your brain much more busy instead of the normal driving, right? And when you do this regularly, like a 2-3 times a week, and you practice on VRC like a 1 hour 3 times a week, and you use this balancer like a 20 minutes of practice, and then you do normal or you switch that, the same like on gym, you know, the same like when you do the push-ups, you know, when you do the bench press, then you have some like a,
well, I mean, you're very much into your physical I don't know what to, not attributes, but the just conditioning, aren't you? So, and yeah, I mean, you talk with Olympic athletes. So, this is the kind of thing that you're like super into, isn't it?
But Daniel Kobevic father, they are Olympic handball Olympic trainer. You know, they play before the handball. Wow. Daniel also are super, you know, super sports guy, and I love conversation with his father, you know, because we talk about the same waves, the same like I talk David Ishwood, you know, David Ishwood. Hi, David. How you doing? the same waves. David, they run, I think, marathons and stuff like that. So when your body are better conditioned, you know, when you basically when you replace your water, you know, you go, you sweat, so you put out the, let's say, acid water, right? But it's when it stay too long in your body, it's transformed from acid. Acid make slower connection between the neurons when the electrons electric signal they jumping. Then you when you do that, you have less reflex, you have, you know, you just feel worse, right? When you go and you go sweat, right, you're running, you do bicycle, you just do some exercises, whatever you choose, right? When you sweat, so exchange the water for the fresh water in this neuron stuff, so they can jump faster, so you feel better, you have more oxygen in your blood, and you can concentrate better. So you know, and this is really important in the carpet racing, because you have super intense 5 minutes when you do super fast stuff, especially in the A mains and guys from there. And actually, when you watch the guys from A mains, you know, Michael, Mr. Reinhardt, that, you know, Mark Reinhardt, they going on gym, they do some really good exercises, and look on him, you know, they looks fresh. They doesn't looks, you know, like a tired. And I will say most of the guys from A-Mains are looks fresh. Bruno Coelho, you know, David Ronefalk, and many, Bartek Zalewski, they're going to gym, right? And when you go to gym, when you, let's say, when you raise up your testosterone, you know, it's on the right level. Now I say like a doctor, but it's come from there, you know. I really put many years to this, what I told you now. When you make your testosterone a bit higher, when you feel, you know, when you have fresh water in the body and you know, some supplements, stuff like this, minerals, you come to the driver's stand like, okay, show me what you got. You know, you go in that position, you know, you will say, all right, come on, guys. All right. I prepare, I do everything what I can to prepare this race. And that's my place. And I cannot blame, oh, yeah, the car setup are broken. You know, this is broken. This is so blaming, you know. Come on, eh? Just put your ass and go and work. That's the point. That's the point. And yeah, this is where our racing going. Look on any sport. And I will give you a super nice example of the U.S. guys are inspired a motocross mostly, right? The jumps, the track, the section. There is many cool section with the rollers and stuff like this, right? But the other part, the our cars, I like to jump forward, no one to drive high. They just want to, you know, you look the flow here. Look the flow on the, you know, on that track up there. And US style of the track, there is many good ones. I think, I will not say the name right now. I'm sorry, I not remember, but, there is many good tracks, but they are stuck, a little bit stuck of the rough condition. And they say, hey, we, like to drive when you want to search, option line and there is a bumpy and less predictable. And, our racing are going that way. Mm-hmm. We're searching the high grip, always we're searching more grip, or if you have two more grip, then we start, you know, going on the different direction. So then we say, then you reduce the grip a little bit, but still more the track, if they more flat, you know, like more predictable, then the medium drivers and the top drivers can be more precising. To be a more precising, you need to be on the better body condition, to be to more prioritizing and consistency, and this is start to be together. Be a mixed track all times, you know, in all times. They just also racing on dirt, right? Just check the Olympic BMX track, super flat, perfect for driving. And who's win? The most powerful and the most skills guy. This is what they win, and this is what we need to search for our radio control cars. And then you can put the unpredictable section. There was something, I think, on Psycho Nitro Blast. They make the one part, one section. They even not use the machine, you know, to ground it. So they leave like, you know, like super loose clay. And actually the car make the true way out there. And let's make the section like this, right? Make the slippery section, but the slippery section need to be the same for everybody and keep the same condition. They also somebody say about fixing a track, doing a race, and after
was,
the day.
I was going to ask about that because you know it's for one, it's an art form that has kind of been perfected. I think it's the sort of that knowledge has come over from the U.S., if I can say that. And mm-hmm. and but there's a lot of people have, you know, it's, are they going to be fixing the track? Are they going to fix that little hole? Are they going to fix that rut? So what are your opinions? I was going to ask what your thoughts are on, and I think I might know it from what you were just saying, about fixing the track during a race weekend, whether it should be done, you know, like post-round or at the end of each day or just not at all or what?
There was, you know, I on the Miguelo side, you know, so this is a track crew part of work, and you know, let them do it. you know, this is like a, you have a crew with your, you know, with your TV, you have your crew, and, you know, I'm not tell you what to do, actually, you know, this is your work. There is a referee, what it's his work. There is a team racer, what is his work. And there is, you have the track crew, and you have, I don't know, one, two, three, five person whose job is make your race best clean and take the less luck, replace them by skills. And this provide drivers to work harder, to push more time on it, you know, and make it, oh yeah, come on, come on, that's that, check this, you know.
So this is kind of this is sort of a preview of our European A26 location,
yeah,
isn't it?
Miguelo style.
So can you just, while we're looking at this track, what composition of track this is? I mean, you know, what's sort of a mixture of clay, topsoil, oil, sand, or what?
I cannot tell you. You know, I never been there. I wish to go there next year. But I don't know. Miguelo and the guys in Spain then use wood glue to, you know, to complete the track. And this wood glue make your track bit roughy. I mean, they grip it like a sandpaper. But here doesn't looks like a super grippy. They have some, you know, like a slipper. It's a little bit slippery, but look the flow, bro. Yeah, the flow. Look how it's nice. and tell me, this is our future. This is what we should be built the tracks. This is the way you enjoying this track. You know, I don't. Of course, this is probably somebody, you know, really fast guy. Maybe it's a parente.
Yeah.
But look how flowy here. Look what they do. And this is what I love to see. Look how long is the speed part. And you need to really care of this speed part. This make the Spanish drivers and Italy drivers and Portuguese drivers the one of the fastest of the world. Right? That's why. Because they have a guys like Miguelo or Mr. Tapas from Redovan. I think they built Redovan. Because they give him that track. But if you have compare, all right, and if you have the person who's designed a Swedish track, right? I love, of course, the Jessica and his family, you know, that's one of my students. But from the last 3 years, I built tracks for EOS, and we actually built, make the every year new record of entries. This year, if you combine ETS and EOS, we have 1,000.
Mm.
Thousand entries. I even not sign up, right? I want to, but I need to waiting for my spot, right? But there is 1,000 entries. Come on, and what is wrong with this track? Nothing. That's flowy. The driver more enjoying. Of course, there will be some, you know, who don't like it. They like different. But we like tracks when we have a good results on. And that's the point, you know. And if I enjoy the super rough track, like let's say Ryan Mayfield, this is amazing driver for super bumpy tracks and really unpredictable. Like there was the dirt racing must move to a super small track, I think 2 years ago because of the rain. And Ryan say, "Hey, I say to his pitman." I do 80%, you know, I control 80% of racing. So, you know, this is what I can do. And they win, right? But there was super unpredicting race. And the race like this should be take one times of year, all right? This is a place for a show race. The dirt racing, for me, it's a more show. We need to, there is a like a motocross show.
Mm-hmm.
This is a motocross style. Joy, I inspired by motocross, and the track I almost the same. That's why the tragic cars are drive better on that kind of track. They have a bigger wheels, they have a bigger suspension, so they drive more flowy up there, right? The budget is so difficult, and the race like this should be one times of year, like the dirt, and this is the place for that race. Normally, what I think, we should be go on the oil tracks. because the oil. Yeah, this is Derek Ferre. I designed this, you know, like last year.
And so this is the 2026 Euros, right?
Yeah, probably some e-body. Because... Right? Yeah, e-body.
Yeah.
We have, like you see, he can make the race without changing jumps because you have, you see so many options. You just move the pipes and you have different layout and you can do it this, you can do it this in, you know, in off-road track too. And I designed this track, right end of the track. You see, the right end of the track on the design, on the project was also the escape from out of the straight and you go on the top line. You know, there was also escape up there, but the guys didn't make because there was, I think there was some elevation difference, too much difference. But I design also on this track. Look, you can drive oval. Can you see? You can drive oval on the track. You can drive oval. There was the design for that. But the, also the track is super big. It's like 17 meters long. There are four oil. They put 2.5 tons. Of course, the fresh plant oil. Come on, you know, not the, some old stuff from cars, but they pour super fresh the plant oil. They work really much on the surface, and they and we have their Baltic Cup. There was Robert Battle. There was Pekko. There was Joseph, of course. And we have rain there, like in whole weekend. The rain was seven times. Seven time was big raining. Yeah. After the rain was stopped, they came with the brushes, just moved the water out, and we just racing straight away. You know, like there was 15 minutes or 20 minutes delay. That's it, you know, because of the oil of the track. And this is what the, you know, the new modern of the track doing. I think this is my Schumacher 110 car and Pekko driving this. Look, and there it's a carpet tires and it's carpet tires on it.
This is, right?
And this is the stock car. It's a stock car. look how the, look, come on,
so small.
Look. Yeah, and look what they do.
Can you say what these circles on the track? What are they meant to be?
Let's say this is the bubbles, right? Yeah. This is the bubble. I can show you. Yeah, I also add this here. I think this is
okay.
This one. You see, this is the. This is the bubbles,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it looks 3D the way you draw it.
The off camber sections of those.
Yeah. Yeah. So you see what's happened, and you know the white lines of the top of the jumps. You know, you see the white lines.
Yeah.
Give you the information what's gonna happen. You know how far or how close you need to jump and so on. So I will not say, first of all, I'm not the best designer. I just interesting that I'm passionate that, and it's that from, I will not say they am, you know, eat all the brains in the world, but this is some of my point of view of the new modern of racing and what way we should be go. We should be go this direction, what you see right now. It's not means this is my track, but I will say also Longwitz. Longwitz track are super speed. You need to work harder to your precising driver. If you want to be more precising driver, you need to go to a gym or you need to just run. You need to practice more than others. And this is, and now it came, you know, the inspiration video and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this is work. This is working when you working on yourself. And this is my point of view. And the knowledge is from, you know, top trainers, from Olympic trainers, from Olympic, you know, athletes. And we have the funny story, me, Zalewski father, because this idea of, you know, of practice and regular practice and how to choose your days of practice and so on, it's from Bartek father. I, you know, I'm super friend with him and with Bartek, so we talk a lot about that and how to, you know, help Bartek to, you know, to be a faster driver. And funny things, we met Olympic trainer. We met Olympic trainer in the company when I work. And before we sit, the trainer asked, how many times a week do you practice? How, and one more time, how many times per week do you practice? Drivers, how many times per week do you practice? How many times per week you doing your 45 minutes main? How many times per week? Yeah. And there was the question was, we practice 2 times of months every yeah, Friday yeah. before the race. And what the, you know?
Yeah.
Now we have VRC. VRC is a super old modern of simulator, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody are so excited about the F1s and about this F1 simulator, right? The people built another room in the house to put this F1 simulator in it. They spent $10,000, $20,000 to have this, right? I send you my practice. I just buy the screen, I have okay computer, and I have a simulator. We don't have anything else. We have only this for this position. And it's not that I not like to put the weights in the gym. I don't like it. I don't like the running, you know, but I try to run every morning. I try to run 3 times a week minimum. Like I want to practice 3 or 4 times a week, like a 1 hour of VRC. And doesn't matter if somebody came 1 year not driving and they just beat me. All right, but I'm better than myself last year, right? That's it. And everybody, if you take the place and just put little bit attention to it, they're gonna be just better. They're gonna be more precise. And the worst things, you will have a better condition. Yeah. You have a better physical condition. If something goes wrong with your RC, you have a better physical condition. What's wrong with that?
You might live longer.
Why not?
Yeah.
So you have your VRC. Everybody from us can have this in home, right? You need to just buy the adapters and that's it, you know? And you have the VRC and just drive a little bit on it. Doesn't matter then, it's not the same, of course. It's not the same. Of course, it's not. It's from 1998. It's the engine of this simulator. Cannot be super perfect, you know. But we have only this. It's nothing else to do. So get your transmitter and do some laps. I recommend 112.
Yeah. I was going to ask what the correlation between modern or even retro video gaming, you know, and like rhythm playing. I never got into 2D platformers, you know, like Mario and stuff like that. But it's the people who are really good at those know the rhythm of each level. And it's the same with an RC track. There's a rhythm to each lap of the track. And if you fall out of that rhythm, like when you pit or you flame or you crash, you can see the racers take a lap or two to get back into the rhythm. Especially when they come out of an outlap and they crash. So, well, of course they crash because they broke their rhythm. So it's the same sort of thing where you're going through a Mario level and this jump is coming up. Oh, okay, I have to jump over the Koopa Trooper or whatever. Here's that Kenya. It's the same thing on an RC track. So it's I was going to ask what your thoughts are, but I think I know again. because you're talking about VRC.
It's a muscle memory.
Yes.
And it's come from also this neuron connection and, you know, biomechanic and stuff like that. It's come from that. So that's why when you are in better condition, your muscle memory are better. You can eat, of course, the magnesium, you know, and stuff like that. And look, every BMX, every motocross driver, back of the days, they just jump and drink beer, you know, and do this stuff. Now, come on. Yeah. Everyone have everyone have the diet guy. Everyone they going to gym. Many of them, I think all of the top drivers, they take the steroids because you cannot handle so much the races. And this is it's a bit side of the sport, but the steroids. But this is how the level needs. If you want to increase the level, you need to work even harder than others. And it's the same what it's begin in our racing, because the racing are super close and closer, and what you can do else, okay? You can practice in home 1 hour of day, you know, 1 hour, 3 times a week, 1 hour of day, and you can use, it's, I'm the stock driver, okay? My bigger results was third place on US series some years ago, right? And I will not say, you know, I'm the best of the world, but last year and this year, I just feel better, you know, and doing the practice and doing stuff this, you know, I just feel better. And doesn't matter, you know, every year I'm older, but when I go to driver's stand, I'm not scared so much anymore, you know. I just say, okay, let's race, let's show me what you got, right? And if you do that, you know, three times a week, and for example, I'm the stock driver, and if I want to be better in stock class, I need to drive something what is faster than the stock ones, right? So I built another car, exactly the same. I have two Schumacher cars. Trish, this is the genius, another genius of engineering. Trish, respect, you make the two-wheel drive are amazing. So I have my stock car, and then I build the same modified car. And I know look by make some good results by this, but I need to work on the speed. So when you trick your brain that something is faster and you try to use to it for the speed, when you take your stock car, it seems, right, it's so slow. But if you feel it's slow, then you have more time to go more precising every corner, because your brain's, you know, your brain are start boring and say, okay, yeah, so let's go super precising. And this is why you increase the speed in stock class, to practice something faster. Another case, it's when you drive modified and you want to increase your modified precision, right? What is faster from modified off-road? And from modified off-road, I recommend 112, 40 engine, you know, this super fast 112 cars, right?
Yeah.
On road. Practice on road in 112, because the corner speed are much more faster than our off-road cars.
Yeah.
And if you want to be faster from modified, do three times a week, do some 112 practice. Yeah. And when you go back to your normal modified cars and say, hey, it's slower, give me some boost, give me some timing, you know, I need to go fast. But yeah, this is how you trick your brain a little bit. And I add this, I buy this a couple of days ago, you know, this balancing. I think the Joseph told me then, please check, this is for our viewers, please check what the balancing do with the concentration and level up yourself, you know, yeah, the balancing part. And this is what's happened when I balancing. I make like I drive 8 minutes 112, you know, like you know, with both CPU, you know, both racing.
The I did AI 8 minutes. Racers, yeah,
exactly. So I make 2 laps less instead of the normal, right? That was much more difficult because you concentrate to do, but also the car when they drive, you also, you know, wave with your head, and you need to balance your body, you know, and this make your brain either push your brain to work harder. So, so when my idea is, of course, I just start, you know, some days ago, if I want to do with this regularly, you know, consistency every week or something, this make my brain more tired on the practice. So when I go on the race, I'll feel better because I will not gonna be tired anymore on the race, especially on the races like it's EOS and ETS. This is a marathons, but not the racing marathons, but the sitting marathons, I will say, because
a long day.
You wait 4 hours, 3 hours sometimes to your run, right? If you go one classes, so you have 3 hours break. And I did that with Pecco last year because in ETS, we have a VRC on our tent. Probably you see that our racers tent up there with the bags and stuff like that, okay? And I put the VRC over there, and I put some 112 car, and then I say to Pecco, hey Pecco, come on, warm up before your run. Half an hour warm up before your run. And you go like 10 minutes playing, 10 minutes juggling, right? And 10 minutes playing and 10 minutes juggling. And you mix this. And for example, you need some more precising feeling. You need some more precising feeling. So you ended up by driving. Then you finish, you go to control, you go to driver stand and you do your run, right? If you need a more general focus, I will say, you ended up this exercises with juggling, you know? So we started with the, you know, driving, then you juggle and you mixing. And this is how this is push you to be a more focused on things what you do, because there is a many, you know, the like a, you know, cell phones and I will stay on the screen and this is like a, you know, really bad, but I think the everyone a bit addictive from the, you know, from yeah, from the phones. It's, you know, so, but if you know that, so then you will, okay, I will leave my phone like a half an hour before the race. I leave my phone up there. I do the exercises. I'd say every sports person do the warm up before they want to do. So, yeah. The plan for ETS and EOS, it's like this, how you spend your three hours. Let's say, You finish your run, and then you will take your 40 minutes or half an hour, whatever, right? But less than hour to fix your car a little bit, you know, change the, I don't know, adjust your car a little bit after run because there was something and you did that. Then you have again like a 1 or 2 hours still in the pocket, let's say.
Yeah.
Go out from this place. Yeah. Not sit there because everybody are breathing there, so the air start to be heavy, especially in the evening, right? So go out, go to hotel. There is a beautiful sports hotel. You can go to swimming pool. You can go just walk and, you know, get some fresh air. Come back 1 hour before, right? Or 40 minutes before. Check your car again and everything. Probably you have some other ideas for setup or something when you walk and stuff like this. And do the warm-up, what I said just before, right? And you have 40 minutes, half an hour. And this is what we do with Pecco. This, and Pecco make the track record. And even they beat Orlovsky by track record on ETS. You know, this is, maybe it was accident, you know, maybe it was, but on the end was Pecco name, not Michael. Michael wins, Pecco did the A main, you know, and so on. And I also push Pecco to, you know, to work on himself because they have the world champion skills. They have this. And I know this. Probably he even don't know, but he make one qualification. He finished 9 in the Redovan, you know, he feel so confident with the car and everything, but the qualification peaks was so different, like 45, 9, 77 or something, you know, there was less steady instead of Jessica Parson. Jessica Parson's skills, it's like this, you know, you can predict it every lap because she's like robot. And if Jessica so inspired me by his working. And when she go to Redovan 2 years ago and this year, we talk, okay, go to the sauna because you're the Swedish person. It's coldy there. And you go to super warmy country. Wherever how much you prepare, the warm by just the work can kill your focus. So to prepare yourself to high temperature, what you can do in Sweden, you can go to sauna, right? 2 or 3 times a week, and you can, you know, try to use it to high temperatures, right? And Jessica, when she really push, she wake up 4:30. Come on, she wake up 4:30. She go running, and 6:30 she go to work, right? Because she's a half professional driver, and this is the most difficult part of the career because you need to work like everybody. And you need to race like everybody, like a top driver. So you have twice as work to do. Instead of the, I don't know, today David, he's in Hude Arena, they practice. Jessica need to go to work, right? Mm-hmm. I not compare this to drivers so much, but there is many rumors. I would take this on the side. We talk about the works, about the workout. And this what the Jessica sent me. They they make the skills how to juggling. They meditate. They, you know, do some boxing stuff. The boxing, and especially defense with boxing, they increase so much your reflex, because it's different when you catch the ball in the reflex, and it's different when you need to defend your face. Then you, the reflexes come from instinct when you need to defend your face instead of the you know, catching a ball or doing a babington or ping pong, you know. But all this activity, like Michael, they do tennis, I think, you know. There is also coordination with the you know, with the precising and stuff like that. So this is the way what the our racing are going on, and if we like it or not, and if you somebody say, hey, the rough track was cool because you need to think about the option lines, you know, lines and so on. Yeah, right. But there was some back days. Now it's time to make the track more flat, to make a track more predictable, more raceable, more open, like a 420, 5 meters, you know, more open, and work on your precising. And I give you just the key. You can do it in home. You don't need a special something, you know. Go and sweat yourself outside. Go back, do something on VRC. We don't have nothing else. And, oh, yeah, there is no 110 on carpet. So, and, you know, you're searching excuses or you're searching way out, right? There is, yeah. It's amazing. If you're always searching way out, you will always find out, okay? So, I will practice 112 with the high grip. So I will play in the corner speed, this similar grip of what I have in 110 cars. It's just similar. But when I take my car, they feel slower. I have more time to think, or more time to predict the corner and the race line. So, so many things I told you.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But
I was
going
to say that we used to see when Nico Rosberg used to race F1, we used to see him on a unicycle juggling before the races. And so it's a very similar sort of thing. And obviously, I think he was the first one that brought in sort of a sports psychologist. He'd be listening to a meditative thing on the grid.
Yeah.
And he would never tell it's anybody what he actually listened to. It's
exactly. On the pro, you know, pro teams like X-Ray has, or Associate has, you know, Schumacher has, and many others. I don't know what it's inside, of course. I don't know what it's inside. But one, the part of the team, I should be a psychology, sport psychology person.
Yeah.
You know, I have contact one of them. I talk with them with many aspects, and on the high level, on the super high level, top 10 euros or top 10 words, what is winning? Head. You're winning here. Ask Bruno. He say, yeah, the 80% it's your head. The rest it's setup and stuff like that. Yeah, you know. Yeah. And I'm so, you know, this is. Wow. Exactly the same, right? So in every sport, if you have to, I have experience with, of course, with the canoes, so I talk with these athletes, right? And what the talents do there, talent do nothing up there. Talent give you the first step when you go to training, then you, oh, this guy have talent, you should be practice that. But people with talent, they burning, they boring really fast. And on the end, on the race line, on the top 10 or top 8 in canoes, there is 8 guys or 10. All of them have talent. And who's going to win? This guy who's put the most work on it, right?
Yeah.
This guy who is the most desperate. The guy who's,
talent,
you know,
only gets you so far. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And this guy, of course, there is some luck accidents, you know, and stuff like that. But we take this on the side, right?
Yeah.
So this winning, the most work are winning, and especially in our cases, you know, in the athlete sport, you can actually, if you, there is a two different stresses. There is like it's a race stresses and it's a start stress. Start stress, it's before you start, you know, you can be shaken, and you need to transform this to okay, let's go, guys. Let's go. Show me what you got, right? This is what we're searching for. And this is the psychology sport job, to work with the guy. And also during a race, it's also the, you know, following stress, right? I need to go here. I cannot leave open the door because somebody going to go in, right? And this is the start stress and the racing stress. And this is the part for the psychologist. And they need to be, I will recommend to try to hire the psychology person for the team and work with them and see what's going to happen. Like, give him half a year or something, then he can, you know, he can know the drivers from, you know, like, let's say, Bruno or whatever, you know. I say Bruno, but it's not means that Bruno need the psychology, you know, but and also it's not means that I'm so bad that I need the psychology. Every driver needs somebody like this, because that's why his job, it's a psychology sport, right? This is his job, the same like his job. Leave the job for the track makers. If they want to care about your holes to make your surface more flat, let them do. That was cool on Ongaro Ring when the referee say, hey, not clean the track only for the top drivers, but just clean after the all the, you know, all the cycle I go, right? So that was okay. But to not fixing the holes, it's a bit weird for me on that modern racing right now, on that part. We should be have a super nice clean track like a Longsvik have. On the whole track there was maybe one hole, and this is okay, all right? And this is okay, you know, the hole is somewhere there, so you need to go a little bit like this. You can make a part of the track with the not regular bumps with the oil, for example, right? You can put some small bumps, not regular, and you have not predictable part. You can make this slippery part, and the drivers need to be more careful with the trotter up there. And this is how we should be go. And the Sweden and the track opinion about the tracks in Sweden, I don't know where we go with 110 racing on carpet, but I to choose this to hit the arena and not make this on carpet again, it's like you get the step back. We was so we was so forward putting the Euros on carpet, because hey, how many drivers use the 110 cars on clay in Europe? How many?
Yeah, 100? Yeah,
100, and there is like a super low club racers and just people who buy a car want to drive. No, let's say nobody. Everybody who's want to race, they go and practice on carpet. And then other race on Hyundai Arena should be on this carpet track. They should be changed some jumps, okay, because they have a super old jumps and like a not from early 2000 or something, you know, but they should be changed for sure. The landing should be longer. That's what I see up there. It's a bit too difficult, but the Hyundai Arena was like this always. They should be go back to carpet, and we should be go back for the next 3 years to do the races on carpet. Give the chance to builders, to designers, to make the European champion carpet racing super great, super more predictable, and take the knowledge from Sweden, what was wrong there, what the driver don't like, and make the again better track basically on these mistakes up there, right? Because I was so happy, right? The first time in history we have this, because we racing for so many years on carpet. The EOS show up the level. Look how many entries it's on EOS, right? And how many drivers want to go on to Sweden. But then the track was not good enough for drivers. The drivers was not happy with the track. The battery doesn't work well up there. And many other aspects, right? But give another chance. Not move this to clay. Moving this to Astro for 2026, I think it's also a mistake. But okay, all right? The Astro, I think they take the knowledge from Holland. Netherlands, right? There was in Netherlands two years ago. There was also some big rumors about that the driver was not happy because the track was for 1.8, right? Mm-hmm. So, and going again to Astro, it's okay. But if I think if we are take the step into the carpet, we should be going this way. We should be keep this carpet part because this is really good future and everybody enjoying that. You just need to make the cool jumps. You need to make the cool section. Florida Racing, this they show up the level of the carpet racing, right? Because I cannot build so much, so that big jumps like in Florida in US because, you know, we take the our jumps from Poland and we drive with the jumps to down, right? This is a bit too difficult and we have to, you know, we have too small car. But this year we have some idea for fresh jumps, fresh sections. I believe there will be fresh carpet on the race, and I think we're gonna kick ass again this year. And the drivers, you can be sure, drivers, the track will be cool because even, you know, when I speak with Tony, hi Tony, how you doing? even when I speak with Tony or Uwe, they say, Pavel, make the track for drivers from C or D main and low. Right,
yeah,
the drivers from up this, he can handle almost every track, but make the track friendly for those guys because they pay the bills, they want to come, they want to enjoy the race. And even the driver from the lower main, he can go couple of consistent laps, and this when he go from driver's stand, they feel well because they say, hey, I make so nice consistent laps, you know, and that was his, you know, final, that was his time. So we make the track for them. And I think, you know, basically we have a good opinion and I want to, you know, do my best. We stay on the side of the track every, you know, every run. And if it's something broken, we have like a, I think the fastest fixing was close to 1 minute, you know. So the Scotty say, hey, there is some broken part. So we just prepare everything what we need. And the three guys run then between the runs. We fix them. Okay, let's go. Let's run. Because the track need to be for 12 drivers this year, I think. 12 or 12. I think the 12 driver. There will be nothing change compared to last year. Yeah. So this is what you can expect from EOS, and I'm super excited to go and design, you know, this track. Last things, what I want to say, I need to finish. Every countries have different style of tracks, and I stop in Germans. And sorry, Germans, it's not that you have so amazing tracks, and I see many amazing track. Even I write comments up there, but the old style, you should be fixed at the old style. And then you have a Spanish style tracks. When it's Miguel Law, they give him his, you know, fresh ideas, and this is what we see in Bukiland, this is what we see in Barcelos, this is in Portuguese, and Italy, they are a bit mixed between the Germans and Spanish, but the Italy, they have the track with the high speed parts, and that's why I also really, really good drivers. And this is how I, you know, measure that. And this is, of course, the US style tracks. When the Joey is the main guys, there is also the factory tracks. I don't remember the guy, but it's like a younger guy from motocross who's built the tracks. They make many difficult stuff, but he can make also beautiful tracks, but also they jump so high cars. And there it's the bigger designer who's, I don't know, so many people know this guy, but the guy who should be make the words in Brazil, DB Design, I think. There's a DB Design, I will say like that. There is a guy from there, and this is like a master of masters. This is, I don't know, so many people know him, but I recommend him, the DB Design, I think, DB Tracks, but when I see his track, there was, oh, come on. There was amazing racing track. There was no show tracks, you know, jump high and stuff like that. Racing track, super wide, like over 5 meters wide track with the stairs, with the super nice and flowy jumps and big ones in Brazil. I think this, that it's like a for me or maybe for many others, it's like a not discovered part of the racing. And the Brazil and all that America, they have this builder, and there is so many beautiful places what this guy did. And they have this, and Miguelo and this guy, and hope me also, we just think of the same way, you know. We understand the physics of our cars, and the main part, our cars want to jump forward. The ascension of the forward, the jump, was the jump in the Hungaroring next to a driver's stand. You go full throttle, you jump that high in the 60 per hour, and you're landing. And I say, I stay there with the Jason Rona, and I say, look, this is the ascension of our racing. And she say, yeah, that's right, that's the ascension. So this way we should be go. I think that's the end, right?
Awesome. Very cool.
So this is what I have in my head. This is what I hope I can inspire somebody, you know, who's going to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, it's very cool. I mean, yeah, track absolutely. Design is such a, it's such an integral part of having a good racing weekend. And yeah, we've seen that in this week and this year, I mean.
I will make so. Oh, yeah. All right.
There
oh,
we are.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
And yes. But yeah, thanks very much for massive amount of insights for me. Thank
yeah,
you so
yeah,
much.
Absolutely, been great to have you, Pavel. And we'll see you at ETS round one, and then well, not round one, but the first event of 25 in Dawn. That would be amazing. And thanks for giving us your time.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to join you guys, and hope we have a cool comments on the podcast. we have a cool discussion. And remember, guys, on the end, remember, it's my opinion, not for everybody. You know, it's my opinion, like a politics side, you know.
Yeah,
it's my opinion, my way of thinking. If you can share your opinion in the comments, I think
absolutely.
We have a cool conversation. That's the point. So I will take some knowledge from also from you guys. Thank you very much. Yeah. Wish you a good day.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
See you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Bye. Thanks for watching and listening. Bye.
Check out efra.ws for more info about RC Motorsport in Europe.